Abraham's son, Abraham, Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah as his wife. The daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Adam. Now, Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together with her, and she said, "If all is well, why am I like this?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the younger shall serve the older shall serve the younger." So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins within her womb. And the first came out red, he was like a hairy garment all over, so they called him his name Esau. Afterwards, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 66 years old when she bore them. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skilled hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, because Rebekah loved Jacob. Now Jacob cooked the stew, and Esau came in from the field and was weary. Then Esau said to Jacob, "Please feed me with that same red stew, for I am weary." Therefore his name was called Edom. Now we're going to stop there. As we all know, it was to go on to happen. Esau sells his birthright for the stew. Now in this moment, his name is changed to Edom. Now Edom in Hebrew means fullness. And that's interesting. I was looking at the philology of the names here. Edom meaning fullness, Odom in Hebrew meaning redness, and Adam, very close to this, means redness from the earth. And I think that's very interesting in that case, where in the moment that Esau gives up his birthright, he is exemplary of the earthly man, which is, shown in his name change to Edom, and the closeness and the philology of Edom, Odom, and Adam. That's just something interesting. So just to touch on that, now also in this moment, now we see Jacob's, Jacob's value of the heritage promised Abraham. He wants that birthright. He values that birthright versus Esau, who is, as I said before, earthly, valuing, in this case, more material things, in this case, the stew, something that would fail him physically. And that being a characteristic of, for example, the earthly man. So now, now in this case, and I'm just going to make this point, and now in that case, now the birthright being the mantle of the patriarchy. So now, and I'm going to distinguish later after reviewing Rebecca's schemes to place Jacob above Isaac, that the difference between the blessing and the birthright. So now again, to reiterate, the birthright. This example, how that is passed on after Abraham and Isaac. So before I get right into that, we're going to go, and we're going to read in Genesis 27, 1 through 17. Now it came to pass, Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so dim that he could not see. And he called Esau his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered, "Here I am." And he said, "Behold, now I am old, I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons and quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and make the savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, bring me game and make savory food for me, that I might eat it, and bless you with the presence of the Lord before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I may command you. Go to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food for him, for such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, and he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am smooth-skinned and hairy. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall be seen to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." So now, this is interesting, Rebecca's scheming, because now further back in 25:23, Rebecca's already told, well, the older will serve the younger, so her deception in this case is rather futile for her to try to do anything. I mean, now, sure, the birthright already being given to Jacob, but now in the case of things being, now in physical, for example, this gets into the difference between the birthright and the blessing, so I'm just going to handle that before I go further. There we go. So the birthright has to do, and this is evidently from this case, with the spiritual leadership of the family and then carrying on the family's name. In this case, the being the birthright meant being the direct bloodline of the Messiah, which this is something that Jacob valued and took hold of through telling this to Esau. Now, this in comparison to, for example, the blessing, which is physical. The blessing is not exclusively spiritual, but also involved with inheritance of property, etc., physical. So now this is something that, of course, Esau would gravitate towards him being, as an example, exemplified earlier, the earthly man. So now, in this case, as we were told earlier, that now Esau does not only not inherit this deception, which didn't necessarily have to happen for it to come to pass that Jacob would be the more prominent brother of the two, and that the older will serve the younger as we're told before, and thus prophecy is fulfilled in this case. So, just to recap, through this we see that the birthright, which is the mantle of patriarchy, is handed down through spiritual leadership of the family, and thus is given to Jacob, and from Jacob, which would later be called Israel, where it comes the Messiah. So I'm just going to pause there and